Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parshas Vayetze. That's Perek Chaf Ches Pasuk Yod, and the pasuk says Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayel Charana. Yaakov left Be'er Sheva and he went to Charan. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yod Vayetze Yaakov. Now Rashi over here is just describing where we are in the storyline. Aideshe Bishvil Sheroyz Benayz Kanan Be'en Yitzchak Aviv. Once it was discovered by Esav, the Yitzchak did not like the daughters of Kanan, so Halach Esav Al Yishmael. Esav went to Yishmael to go find the wife. So Hifseko Inyan Parshas Shel Yaakov. That's why the Parsha stopped discussing Yaakov for a moment. Uksivan says in the pasuk Vayar Esav Kiber. And Esav had seen that Yitzchak blessed Yaakov, Umishagamar, and after we finished that whole discussion, which was a little bit of a side topic, Chazal Inyan Rishon, we go back to the original discussion of Yaakov leaving and going to Charan. Vayetze asks Rashi, Lo ha-yotzar chlichtev el v'yelech Yaakov Charano. The pasuk really only needed to write that Yaakov went to Charan. V'lama hizker yitziyase, why does it have to say that Yaakov left and then went somewhere else? El magish yitziyat tzadik menamokam oisar roshem. That teaches us that when a tzadik leaves a place, that actually makes an impact on the place that he left. Shabazman shat tzadik beir, when there's a tzadik in the city, who he's its magnificence and its splendor and its grandeur. But Yatzamisham, once a tzaddik leaves, Pana Haida, Pana Ziva, Pana Hadara, so then the magnificence, splendor, and grandeur now has left the city. So that's why we emphasize that Yaakov left, because everyone felt that Yaakov left. He went to Charan, Yatzal Lechaz Charan, that means he left to go towards Charan, but he obviously didn't get to Charan just yet. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Yud Aleph. He encountered the place, Vayalan Sham, and he slept there, Kiva Hashemesh, because the sun set. And he took from the stones of the place, Vayasem Rashoysev, and he put it around his head, Vayishka Bamakamahu, and he lay down in that place. Let's see, Rashi, we hear Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayivka Bamakam, he encountered the place. The Pasuk doesn't say where he encountered, El Bamakam Haniskar Bamakam Acher, it's talking about the place that we had mentioned previously, Hu Har Meiria, that's referring to Har Meiria, Shem Rabbi, it says, Vayars Hamakam Meirachak, referring to Avram Avinu, Vayivka Kamai Upaga Beiricha, he encountered Upaga Bedabashas. Rabbi Zainu Pershu and Chazal explain, Lashon Tfilo, that Vayivka is a Lashon of Tfilo of Davening, Kamai Vaal Tifka. We learn from here, Shetikin Yaakov Tfilas Arvis, that Yaakov is the one that established Myriv. Vishina Kosov, the Torah changes. Vloy Kosov Aispal, it doesn't say any Davind. Lamedcha Tetishu Shekovtsaloi Haaretz, that there's Kvitsas Haderech over here, Kamash and Fersh Pterek Yeran Nasha. And the Pasuk said that the reason why he went to sleep is Kibah Hashemesh, because the sun set. Asks Rashi, Haile Lichtev, it really should have said Vayavai Hashemesh Vayalan Sham, that the sun set, so he went to sleep. Kibah Hashemesh, Mashmash Shakalai Chama Pitaim Shaloiba Ainasa Kadeshialan Sham, by saying that he slept because the sun set, that implies the sun set early, and therefore he had to go to sleep suddenly, and he wasn't planning on going to sleep just yet. And he put it around his head. He made it like a drain pipe around his head, where it was open on three sides, and he had one side where his body was coming out of. Because he was afraid of all the animals. So these stones started fighting with each other. Famous measures. This one said, I want the tzaddik put his head on me. The other one said, he should put his head on me. Right away, Hashem made all these stones into one stone. That's why it says later on, and he took the stone that he put by his head. He put many stones, but they all fused into one stone. It says, and he lay down in that place. This is an exclusion. He lay down in this place, implying that in a different place he didn't lay down. He laid over there. But the 14 years that he learned in the yeshiva of Shemin Aver, he did not go to sleep at all. He was sitting learning Torah for 14 years straight. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. And he had a dream. And there was a ladder that was set into the ground, and its head was all the way up in Shemayim, and there's Malachim of Hashem going up and down it. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis, first the Malachim were going up, and then there was Malachim coming down. Malachim shelivu ba'aretz, the Malachim that were accompanying him in Eretz Yisrael, they're not allowed to go outside of Eretz Yisrael, and he was about to leave Eretz Yisrael, so those Malachim went back up to Shemayim, and the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz came down the ladder in order to escort him through Chutz La'aretz. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'ini Hashem Nitzav Olav. Behold, Hashem was standing over him. Vayomer, and he said, Ani Hashem Lekei Avram Avicha. I am Hashem, the God of Avram, your father. Lekei Yitzchak, and the God of Yitzchak. Ha'aretz Asher Atosh Echev Aleho. The land that you are laying on it. Lecha Etnenu or Zarecha. I'm going to give it to you and to your offspring. Ve'ha'yazar Chakafar Aretz. And your offspring are going to be like the dust of the land. Ufaratz to Yom Vakeid Vetzafayin Vanegba. And you will sprout forth towards the west, east, north, and south. Ve'nevrchu v'cha Kamish Chayso Adama V'zarecha. And all the families of the land are going to be blessed through you and your offspring. And I am with you, and I will guard you in everywhere you go. And I'm going to bring you back to this land, because I'm not going to abandon you before I fulfill that which I'm speaking to you. Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Nitzav Olav, Hashem was standing over him to guard him. Yitzchak, Hashem says, I'm the God of Yitzchak. Even though we don't find anywhere else in the Torah that Hashem says that he's the God of a certain person, if that person was still alive, Mishum Shenemer, because it says, Hamikdash of Yamin, Kan Yichid Shmuel Yitzhak. Over here, Hashem said that he's the God of Yitzhak, even though Yitzhak was still alive. Levisha Kohu Eina Vakolo Bayas. That's because he was blind and he was in his house. He was stuck. Varehu Kemez. It's like he was dead. Vietzahara Pasakamenu, and he didn't even have a Yitzhar at that time. Sheikhev Aleah, what does that mean? This land that you are sleeping on is going to be yours. Keep El Kaj Baruchu, call Eretz Yisrael Tachtov. Hashem, so to speak, folded all of Eretz Yisrael so that all of Eretz Yisrael was underneath Yaakov. Ramaz Lashet Heinoichli Kavish Levanov. He was hinting to Yaakov that Eretz Yisrael is going to be easy for his offspring to conquer. Let's go to Pasuk Tezvav in Rashi. Anochi Imach, I'm with you. Lefisha Hoya Yari Me Esav Humi Lavan. Yaakov was afraid of Esav and Lavan. Ad Asher Masisi Im Mishamish Belshain Ki. Dibarti Lach Utzarcha Belecha. I've been speaking about you and for your needs. Mashiv Tachti La Avram Alzari. That which I promised to Avram about his offspring. Lachayv Tachtiv. I've now promised it to you as well. V'loyle Esav, not to Esav. Shloim Marti Lai. I didn't tell Avram Ki Yitzchak Yikar Lachazara. Yitzchak will be your offspring. Ela Ki Big Yitzchak. Through Yitzchak, you're going to have offspring. V'loyle Kol Yitzchak. Not all of Yitzchak. V'chein Li Ulcha. V'loyle V'lohem Asmuchem Etzol Dibram Shamshem L'Shain Al. V'zeichiach Sharei Im Yaakov Lei Dibar Kain L'chein. Because he hasn't spoken to Yaakov before that, so he's saying Yaakov, you are going to be the continuation of Yitzchak, not Esav. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tazayin. V'yikatz Yaakov Mishnasa. Yaakov awoke from his sleep. V'yemer and he said, Achein Yesh Hashem Makam Hazeh. Surely there is Hashem in this place. V'anochi Lo Yadati. I didn't know. V'yira V'yemer and he was afraid and he said, Ma Noira Hamakam Hazeh. How awesome is this place? Ein Zeh Ki Im Beis Olakim. This is only the house of Hashem. V'zeh Shahar Shamayim and this is the gate of Shamayim. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Tazayin. V'anochi Lo Yadati. She'im Yadati. If I did know that this was a holy place, Lo Yashanti Makam Kadosh Kazeh. I wouldn't have slept in such a holy place. Pasuk Yadayin Rashi. Ki Im Beis Olakim. Amr Belazer B'Shem Rabbi Yosi Ben Zimra. Hasulim Hazeh Oim Be'er Sheva. This ladder that he saw in his dream was standing in Be'er Sheva. Ve'emta Shipuim Magia Keneged Beis Hamikdash. And the middle of the slope of the ladder was corresponding to where the Beis Hamikdash was. Shebe'er Sheva Oim Be'er Mishal Yehuda. Because Be'er Sheva is in the south of Yehuda. Yerushalayim Betzvayin and Yerushalayim is in the north. But Gvul Shebein Yehuda Binyamin by the border that's in between Yehuda and Binyamin. Ubeis El Haya Batzafin Shalachas Binyamin. Beis El is in the north of Binyamin's Chelek. But Gvul Shebein Binyamin Bein Bnei Yosef. Nimsa. Turns out Sulam Shirag Le Be'er Sheva Vereshev Beis El. This ladder that its feet was in Be'er Sheva and its head was all the way in Beis El, Magia Emta Shipui Neged Yerushalayim, the middle of its slope is corresponding to Yerushalayim. And Klapish Amr Rabbi Seinu, Chazal say, Sh'amar Kosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem has said, Tzadik Zeh Bahal Beis Malayni, this Tzadik has come to my hotel, so to speak, if he Potter B'Laylina, and he's going to leave without sleeping. Let's just jump from here to the last Rashi in this Pasuk, V'zeh Sh'ar Shemayim, Mekayim Tfilo Las Tfilos Ama Shemayim, this is the gate where all Tfilos can go up to Shemayim. Medrashe and Medrashes, Sh'Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila Mechuvin Keneged Beis HaMikdash Shalmata, the Beis HaMikdash up in Shemayim is corresponding to where the Beis HaMikdash is down here, and he was sleeping in the Makam HaMikdash. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches. Vayashkem Yaakov Baker. Yaakov awoke in the morning. Vayikachas Oeven Hashar Samri Hashayzav, and he took the stone that he placed underneath his head. Vayasam Hashem Hatseva, and he set it up as a pillar. Vayitzak Shemen Al Resha, poured oil on top of it. Vayikras Shem Makam Ahu Beis El, and he called the name of that place Beis El. Vaulam Luz Shemu El Rishayna. However, Luz was its name originally. Vayidar Yaakov Neder Lamar, and Yaakov made a promise saying, Imi Yelaki Madi, if Hashem is going to be with me, Ushmarani Bader Chazar Shar Noichi Hoylech, and guard me along this way that I'm going. Vanasan Li Lechem Lechol Beged Olobash, and he gives me bread to eat and clothing to wear. Vashafti Bishalom Beis Avi, and I return in peace to my father's house. Vahaya Hashem Li Lelikim, and Hashem will be for me as a god. Ve'Even Azayis Asher Samti Matzeva, and this stone that I set as a pillar, Yia Beis Elikim, shall be a house for Hashem. V'Chol Asher Titan Li, and everything you give me, Aser Asren Ulach, I shall surely take off Meiser for you. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chaf Im Yelikim Madi Im Yishmar Li Haftachas Halol Shivtichani Li Asim Madi. If he guards all these promises that he promised he's going to be with me, Kamash Amarli, like he said, V'hina Yonaychi Imach, Ushmarani, Kamash Amarli, like he told me, Ushmartich B'chal Asher Teilech, V'nasan Li Lechem Lechol, Kamash Amar, like he said, Kilo Yav Zalcha, I'm not going to abandon you, V'ham Vakesh Lechem, and someone who needs bread, who Kari Nezov, he's called abandoned. Shenemar, it says, V'loy Reisi Tzadik Nezov, V'zar M'vakesh Lechem. So he's saying, if you don't abandon me, and you make sure to always provide me with food and give me clothing, V'shavti, says the next Pasuk in Rashi, Kamash Amarli, like he said, V'ashiva Sicho Adama, I'm going to bring you back to this land. V'shalom in peace, Shalom in Achet, that means complete from sin. Shaloy Elman Bidarki Lavan, I shouldn't learn from Lavan's ways. V'hay Hashem Lile Lekim Shiachol Shmoy Olay Mitchil Vatzayf, that His name should rest on me from beginning all the way till the end. Shaloy Imatzei Psul Bazari, that there should not be anything bad found in my offspring. K'maisha Amar like Yisena Asher Dibarti Lach. V'avtocha Zui Yivtiach LaAvram, and this promise was given to Avram. Shenemar it says Lias L'chol Lekim Ulazaracha Echarecha, to be for you as a god and all your offspring after you. Pasuk Av Bezin Rashi Vo'Even Azoyz Kach Mefarish Vav Zushel Veho Even Im Tasulias Ela. If you do everything like this for me, Afani Asazois, I'm also going to do the following. Ve'Even Azois Asher Samti Matseva Kitargumai Ehei Palach Allah Kadam Hashem V'Chein Asa B'Shuvim Epadan Aram. This is what Yaakov did when he came back from Padan Aram. K'Shamar Loi, when he told him Koma Lebeis El Ma'anam Hashem. What does it say over there? V'Hatsev Yaakov Matseva V'Yaseh Chalei Nesach, and he davened Hashem over there, and he served Hashem over there. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the second. Chanukah and Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.